Blog Talk Radio.
At Olive Garden, nobody loves Alfredo quite like we do. We make it from scratch using simple ingredients like garlic, butter, cream, and fresh Parmesan. So you can enjoy it poured, twirled, or dipped. From that irresistible first taste to the final creamy bite. With our one-of-a-kind Alfredo, the possibilities are endless. Olive Garden, we're all family here.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Treasure all that's new and true and gay. Easy living and we're giving what we know we're dreaming of. We are one having fun walking in the glow of love. It's a wonder, it's so clear. By a fountain, climbing mountains as we hold each other near. Sipping wine, we try to find that special magic from above as we share our fair talking in the glow. only time will always be our friend. Reaching far to find a star, our destiny is heaven sent. Making known this loving tone, we'll never part the two of us. We will always reminisce, kissing in the glow of love. Treasure all that's new and true and gay. Easy living when we're given what we know we're dreaming of. We are one having fun walking in the glow of love.
My motherfucking shit. So honor to Harry Belafonte. We got his ass out of here. Bitch, I had to shake the earth. Ooh, welcome to the Jesus Show. Welcome to the Jesus Show. On this day, great love to everybody listening from all around the world, all around the world. Honor to your families, the best to you on your journey. Comfort to those who can use comfort right now in your heart. Shall you reach up and grasp it in the spirit, because I'm sending it. Comfort to those where it hurts in the body. Shall you reach out and grasp it and believe that the pain can be soothed, honey. I'm talking to those who dealing with unease in the body. That's different than y'all who metamorphosing in the body. So honor to you all. Peace of mind to us all, even to my chaos beings. Peace of mind to us, even in the midst of chaos. Through the highs and through the lows. Through the highs and through the lows. Today's topic, honey, today's topic is the advanced DNA. Today's topic is the advanced DNA, and the advanced DNA, is being demonstrated on this surface. Some have eyes to see, and some do not see just yet. Those who do not see will see one day. So when we get to the spirit of compassion, we understand when we get to the level of compassion, that's a little bit deeper than love, right? When we get to a level of compassion, we have understanding for those who may not see or for those who may not understand you. So we are on air now. From Lagos, Nigeria, dial-in number is 516-453-9133. Please press the number 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Nazi Time Multimedia Word. So feel free to call in. The call-in number is 516, like I just said, 516-453-9133. Shall you want to speak about the advancement and share with 21 plus million right now in 44 different countries about your advancement. You may not want to talk, but I'm just saying, especially y'all who want to talk, but you may be a little nervous. Do it while you're nervous. That's the only way this works, okay? I've been on the mic for 7 years. I barely got a pamper on. Honey, please. I ain't even been in flesh long enough to really bring and really address the world. You ain't heard nothing yet. 7 years, I ain't even got a pamper on. Not happening. Not happening. You know what I'm saying? Not happening. So in saying that, for those who've been called to speak, you can feel free to speak on this platform and share with us your advancement that you have come into, honey. Oh, wow, you set up the platform, huh? Hell yeah, 21 million, bro. 5 years strong. Ain't a nigga on YouTube can see my numbers. It's just not happening. It never will happen. Not happening. Not with the great mother on the planet. See, I'm hidden. I'm the almond, right? So I'm hidden. You see what I'm saying? We got all the scholars out there making noise, doing their thing. But see, I'm the hidden one. I what the fuck the world waiting for down this motherfucker. For real, because when I come out them waters, the world waiting for she, the world waiting for one female, nigga, one female with this advanced DNA. It only take one. Shit, me and then the rest of my cosmic niggas with me. So in saying that, the advanced DNA is the topic today. I'm going to throw some things out here that's taking place in our world. I can start with my son. But I'm speaking for millions, not only children, but those who are in an adult body. My son alone reading at the age of two. We too advanced. That's not saying much. My son reading encyclopedias by the age of five. My son knowing the entire human body by heart. Never studied, never read a book by heart. That's not saying much. I got millions of children on this planet that was born remembering the entire human body by heart, period. I know they sitting. Their mothers are giving them away 5 days a week right now. I know. I know. No right or wrong. All meant to be. You know what I'm saying? My children was in school, too. Couldn't do nothing with them, motherfucker. Just couldn't do nothing with them. Not happening. You know what I'm saying? It was none of my son's business because he rule a whole world now, so this nigga is different. But in saying that, when I speak for the children on Facebook, I've been speaking about the children for 7 years and saying that, let alone I put my own son on the mic from this boy talking about removing bullets in a nigga head. This boy was 10 years old. He don't get points for that. We advance like that. My son was 10 years old and did a video on a 16-year-old little boy in Richmond, Virginia that got shot in the top of his head. My son did a video on Facebook Live demonstrating how he moved the bullet out of the boy's head, period. Something that physical, something that surgeons have not reached in flesh and blood. My son removing a bullet out of a young boy's head, that's nothing. That's nothing. I got medical avatars. I'm one of them. We got medical avatars all across this plane from 12 different star systems, plus those of the sun here. So that's not even saying much. Many of us was reconstructing bodies in other worlds before I even built this paradigm. Huh? A lot of people, I said reconstruct. See, we got healers, but I'm talking about medical avatars who reconstruct. We were a little bit further than some healers around here. A little bit more than some healers, because you can heal some shit and it come right back. Come on. Especially if you don't know what your soul is attached to in other dimensions and contracts and not remembering contracts. I watched 20% of voodoo women and witches and high priests heal themselves in America and turn around and got inflicted with something else and ease in the body. Because when it comes to healing, it's deeper than that. Like those who are in your dreams and be kicking your butt in your dreams and fighting you in your dreams. Yeah. That matters, your dreams. So in saying that, shout out to everybody on Facebook listening all around the world in 44 different countries and those on Instagram. Speaking of the advancement, please feel free to call in at area code 516-453-9133. Press 1 to call. And if you're not able to get in, it's honestly because you may need to or you ain't got to do nothing. Download text now, because that's how I'm able to do this, by downloading text now, unless you got iPhone or Verizon or AT&T. So anyway, the advancement, huh? I started talking about my son. That's not even talking about my daughter. She 22, but at 16, she knew by heart how to deliver babies by heart. The chick never read a book. It's not, she never read or studied anything. She was born knowing how to deliver babies, and the girl been assisting women 20 years older than her on delivering their babies. That girl can look through your body and tell you how many centimeters you are. That's not even saying much. The whole entire generation is very, very advanced. It's not even saying much. Not even saying much. Mm-mm. Nah, my son wrote 18 books at the age of 10, but his mother also didn't give him away 5 days a week. My son was not exposed to the clock in the calendar. Why would I? I'm not going to make this nigga carnal, bruh. I got a contract with this boy in flesh. My spirit ain't tell me to expose him to the clock. My heart didn't either. So in saying that, I was able to reach that with the children. With me, take me a little bit more longer. I'm coming out of the belly of the beast with my father. So we put the children on our shoulders so that the children can see further than us. I didn't teach my children nothing. Nothing. But what I did show them was the way of the world. But see, they was already born remembering the way of the world before they came in the flesh. They was looking dead at us. Dead at us before they came in the flesh. I'm talking about all children, 25 and other. They born knowing all this shit. everything. So when I talk about the advanced DNA, I started with children. I started with my own. I'm not, it would take me hours. I mean, damn near, I could talk about my children alone for 10 hours. 10 hours. Again, I got a son that wrote 18 books at the age of 10. But when I speak for my son, I speak for so many. My son wanted to get out of here at the age of 10. He wrote it. I got to go. But I got to stay for a minute with my family and flesh. He already knew he had to get the fuck out of here because he's the new ruler now. We got many a world, so we got rulers for each world, right? I ain't really talking to those who call on the Most High because who is you talking to? Half these niggas, no right or wrong, who call on Most High, you're not even from that origin. No right or wrong, but I came to speak revelations. Check with yourself. I don't need you to agree or disagree. You ain't been in flesh and blood long enough to disagree with me. You crazy as fuck. You ain't been in flesh and blood long enough to disagree with me, but go ahead, knock yourself out. Make you feel better on the app. So in saying that, the advancement of the children, this is all around the surface, all of the children of the world, and shall it not be coming out how advanced they are? That's all right. It just turned into chaos. Prevoke ye not the chaff. It's all about what children are exposed to. Hey, honor to my nephew jumping on. Much honor to you. Speaking of y'all, your generation, nephew, much honor, baby. Honor to your mom and to your baby brother, word, to the family. Anybody want to call in about the advancement in our DNA? I'm going to just throw some things out here. Shout out to everybody on Instagram and Facebook. We got people like me, and it's more, that can see inside the planet. We got people like me, or they didn't even reach it yet. Some have reached it past me. I can see inside every human being and every animal on this planet. So we advance. We advance. That's not saying much. I done lived in 14 different worlds. This is just one of them. For real, for real. So in saying that, we got people on the planet who can tap into your body and understand what you're going through. We got people on the planet who can see your aura. We got people on the planet who in tune with your blueprint. We got people on the planet who can read your motherfucking ass. I ain't really talking about people with all them cards. Some of them. I ain't really talking about all these people with all these cards, because who was on them cards? Girl, please, I remind people to make your own cards with your reading ass. Make your own cards. Let's see. Yeah, I fucking thought so. Make your own cards. That's how advanced we are. For all these card reading people, they powerful enough to make their own cards. Now, the card reading thing, first of all, that's for witches. That's they shit. Anyway, the other shit, those are oracles. Like, so I encourage, whether they do it or not, encourage oracles, make your own cards. Make your own cards. Or not. Shit, I got children on the planet across the world, whether they talk about it or not, who can assist with that. I got children on the planet, especially 25 and under, who can demonstrate this with their own cards. You know what I'm saying? No right or wrong. I'm just saying. We too advanced for all that card reading crap. No right or wrong. No right or wrong. No right or wrong. See, look, there's a sister that's 25 and under. She said, I've been working on my own deck. See, the younger generation already in tune with this. Some in the older body in tune with it, too. It's just a reminder as far as the advanced DNA. Next track, Brother O, play that shit, bro.
You send me swinging. You send me swinging.
Thank you, Brother O. Thank you, Brother O. Mint condition as they are. Yo, caller number one in queue. Caller number one, what's your name? Where you calling from? Welcome to the Jesus Show.
Peace, peace. It's the grand architect of the universe.
You the number one caller.
Hey, I had a call to get this in there. First of all, I just want to say I appreciate the incarnation and what you're bringing here on the advancements, because a lot of people haven't been receptive to that, because I'm going to say 85 to 95% of the people who ever come here are conditioned. And the key word is conditioned. It's to concentrate on any and everything else besides self. There's no way in heaven or hell you will be able to know, and I'm talking about not you because you're already there, right? But I'm talking about the listening audience. As long as you continue to depend on what's written in a book instead of looking inside, opening up and being able to read your own book, you'll be stuck with those lessons. And if you look at the word lesson, a lesson is a step backwards. I've been saying it for over 6 years.
Hey.
You get what I'm saying? A lesson is a step backwards. So all of the people who's teaching these lessons in elementary school all the way throughout college or whatever, even the so-called greatest, so-called people that's been sent, even on the conscious level, all of them, besides the coming of me, over 6 years ago when I started saying that a lesson is a step backwards, many people laughed. You caught it because you're already there. You understand? So I just want to say thank you so much for being everything that you are. I also want to make something clear here, once and for all. Everything that you hear me say as far as the different titles and stuff that I have, they're nothing but different attributes. And I think it's funny that people can acknowledge in Allah or one of these other mystical gods, and they can acknowledge that. But when I say that there's different variations of me, I'm still me. You get what I'm saying? And the same thing applies. So keep doing those advances, because I think now many people are starting to finally get it. And then you got other people who will never, ever get it, no matter how long they try. They can come back and forth many different lifetimes, and they still won't get it. Why? It's because they're going to continue to depend on other people or some type of mystery source instead of unveiling the mystery of the self. So thank you so much. I got a show that's coming up. I'm bringing my own blood brother on June 1st, and I'll be speaking about brotherly love. He's the only other son of my mother, okay? That'll be on Thursday of this great WBNN. Thank you so much. Love
you
with the heart and soul of me.
Ooh, thank you so much, Huni, and all that you bring, enlightened, sacred one as you are, as we have returned here, honey. Dang, it was something he said. Dang. Oh, man, I done lost. It was something that he said, man. He spoke of is people who enter Allah and call on these different, what they believe is in the sky. Yet when he speak of different versions of him, it's like not comprehensible. No right and wrong in that, but what Huni is speaking of is the advancement, which is the topic of this segment here, is the advancement in the DNA. And when what Huni is speaking about, like some of us be speaking about, just to remind people, we, and even to the Christian family, man, to speak about Jesus, you believe in him so much, wearing his name out like a crutch. Uh-oh, I ain't gonna let the dragon out. I'm just saying, to the Christian family who believe in the words that you read, y'all funny, because you believe one part of the scripture, but when it comes to the other part of the scripture, you ain't messing with it. So no right or wrong, man. No right or wrong. But the Christian family, you wearing out Jesus' name like a crutch. Goddamn. So you're wearing out his name, but this so-called brother Jesus said that those who come after me are going to do greater work. Now here we are, Lord, doing greater works. And have the world just like, no. You know what I'm saying? So, which is cool. You know, no right or wrong. I got compassion, man. I got compassion for they do not know. Just like at the time, I didn't awaken to my greatness. So I got compassion, man. See, when you get beyond love, you shake hands with the spirit of compassion. That's past love, honey. Love can't even reach compassion, baby. Because with compassion, you have what we grow into, in my case, growing into compassion for those who just don't know no better, those who may not know. Because at the time, your ass ain't know either. All right, then. You see what I'm saying? And that's how powerful compassion is, honey. To divorce your humanity, to not force anything on anybody, to have an understanding when people going through chaotic shit, stressful stuff, ups and downs, honey, it's a part of them. People look at people and be like, dang, he just going through it bad. No, his life is written out like that. Honey, this is what it's going to take for him or her to reach their wholeheartedly self. Period, honey. Shit, the greatest things come out of chaos. The greatest things come out of darkness. The greatest things come out of when we go back into the doors of darkness and be ye transformed. The greatest things come out of pain. The greatest force come out of hurt. The greatest force within us and intelligence within us come through a lot of the experiences of darkness and painful things and heartbreaking things that we have been through, because that's where the force is. The force is in the hurt. The force is in the pain. For real, quiet as cat. That's where all of them, where the power of love, the power of joy, the power of your abilities, this advanced quantum installation that's installed inside of many across the surface. When I speak of the advanced DNA, honey, the advanced DNA, I spoke about babies earlier. Honey, we got babies being born talking. Now, that ain't nothing new. Babies being born talking. Babies being born walking before the umbilical cord is cut. I got children right now in my threads right now on Facebook. We could talk for 3 and 5 hours where it'd be a struggle to talk to an adult for 20 minutes. You see what I'm saying? I got children 16 in my threads right now, 18 in my threads. You see what I'm saying? Who talk about working abilities right now? These are advanced children in my threads on Facebook right now. I got a child right now in my threads, 16, that understand like 6 different soul versions in her right now. You know what I'm saying? She like me. We coming into a remembrance, into a balance one day at a time, with also doing effective shadow work, because it's only addressing the childhood self, teenager self, and the shadow self that the whole world got to be delivered from. Is the key to enlightenment. Is the key to what people watching on TV shows. X-Men, that's us. That's us, X-Men, and I can't think of movies right now because I ain't watched TV in 20 years, but it's a lot of movies with all these superpowers. No, that's my people. That's us in flesh and blood. And one day we're not going to be in flesh and blood. And one day when we're not in flesh and blood, you're going to see all of us, honey. You're going to see all of us. One day we're not going to be in flesh and blood, and you're going to see all of us the same way you saw us in flesh and blood. For real, for real. Because we're coming into a new age. These children are incredible. Even the adults, honey. I'm bringing souls into this planet using fleets. How else you gonna get here? How else your mama gonna get up out of here? How else my son had to leave through a stargate? I sent them through it to another dragon female who's in human form right now. When my son left this mug at October 27th in flesh and blood, I sent my son through a stargate to another transporter that got me here into this cage from the future. Let me speak this advancement again. When my son won the game, only wrote his life out for 17 years, which is really 19 years. See, I said my son was 17 according to human beings, but I wrote his life out for 19 years. I carried the boy for 12 months. He was born in 2005. I carried him for almost 12 months, a week before 12 months, right? I carried the boy almost 12 months, 11 and a half weeks, man. I wrote his life out for 19 years in flesh. But according to human life, he was only 17, October 27, when he left the cells, because mankind, backwards behind, do not count life until you breathe, which is dumb. Why are you going to the doctor? Why are you eating this? Why are you taking all these pills and stuff? Why are you taking all these pills and stuff? Because the baby is alive. Why are you feeling all this movement? Because the baby is 5 months. The baby is 7 months inside of you. Right. So my son was really 19 years old when he left in flesh and blood. But according to mankind, due to our programming, because man tell everybody how to think. Yo, man's so powerful. Man tell you about how long you carry your child. He tell you how old your child is. And we ain't been thoughtful enough to catch on to this. We got a long way to go. Next track, brother O.
It all around you. Won't be satisfied with just a piece of this heart.
Thank you, Brother O. Oh, let me tell you. Thank you, Brother O, playing that legend. So, talking about advanced DNA, the advancement. And I believe when before the music played, I was talking about children. Children being born talking. Why wouldn't they? How you going to be from all this God and all this Allah people be calling on and all this Most High? Everybody talking about this Most High mother smucker. Then why wouldn't this child talk? You're calling on all these clowns, or you calling on all these beings that you believe got some kind of power over your ass, right? So then why wouldn't children be born talking? Why wouldn't children be born knowing everything of heaven, inside and out? Why wouldn't children being born knowing their entire blueprint by heart, remembering the soul by heart, remembering all the worlds they lived in by heart before I even built this paradigm that the world's standing on? You see what I'm saying? Or you don't. This world is advanced, and the world who don't see that yet, they're going to begin to see it. You're going to begin to see it. You will begin to see it. Even the people who are calling people crazy. Now I tell people, you doggone right, I am crazy. I'm crazy enough to come into flesh and blood from the future and take on flesh and blood and come in contact and remember my soul and the genetic codes inside of me. You damn right. I am crazy. Crazy enough to not dwell in what I was taught. Crazy enough to not follow the monkey. Crazy enough to not believe in what motherfuckers told me and to now believe in myself. Crazy enough to think for myself. Crazy enough to fuck with my imagination on a level that'll make people not know whether to go left or go right. Crazy enough to make people talk shit about me who ain't done dealing with the darkness in their own self. I crazy like that. I crazy enough to pay myself. I crazy enough to speak for myself. I crazy enough to fall in love with me, honey. I crazy enough to be good to me. I crazy enough to acknowledge me. You damn right I'm crazy. I'm crazy enough to rise up off my motherfucking feet, nigga, on this surface. I crazy enough to reconstruct bodies without even talking to a person. I'm crazy enough to stop this whole world and make it stand still, nigga. For real, for real. Just like I done in other worlds. I'm crazy enough to come into a peace of mind and not be moved because the spirit said, touch not my anointed, honey. I'm crazy enough to start believing in me. I'm crazy enough not to keep doubting myself. You damn right I'm crazy. Ooh, that was excellent. That was a lot. Damn, I blew my own motherfucking mind saying that. You damn right I'm crazy. Crazy enough to go one way and watch the world watch me do it. I'm crazy enough to leave you standing there trying to figure out how and why. I'm crazy enough to touch your soul, nigga. Without you even understand, how can I even move through you like that? I'm crazy enough to speak life to you and to me. I'm crazy enough to know that I am enough. And I don't need validation. Word. Any questions? I'm just saying. I'm crazy enough to not follow the way of the world according to the way that I'm being led. I'm crazy enough to spit this shit and not look for no. I'm crazy enough to spit this shit and not even give a fuck about those who agree with me. I'm crazy enough, again, to come into flesh and blood and show my ass like I have in other motherfucking ages and to fulfill and to reach immortality. I've always reached immortality in flesh and blood. Even when I wasn't in flesh, I've always had the greatest potential to reach immortality. That's the advancement that I'm talking about. To reach immortality in flesh and blood, honey. I can show you right now, honey, my flesh. I can't show 21 million that's listening to me right now in 44 different countries. It ain't a nigga on YouTube that can reach that. Not happening. Not in this life. Unless it's Michael Jackson, nigga. I powerful enough my body right now. I'm preparing to go inside this motherfucking earth, honey. My body fading out, baby. Look at my throat coming through the motherfucking skin. I'm fading now. My eyes illuminate, nigga. I can show you the animals walking in my eyes. I can show you the world. That's the advancement that's in my mouth, smucking people. That's the advancement. My feet come off the ground for 8 years, honey. Go 25 feet up in the motherfucking air, honey. Now, that ain't nothing new, honey. Many of us have plied around this plane and flied in other motherfucking planes. I've already reached immortality in flesh and blood, baby. And in this life, I have the potential again. With the advancement installed in this fire-ass DNA of mine, honey, gods themselves struggle with me. Titans, gods, dragons, when they watch me, they struggle with me, honey. They struggle with me in heaven. The greatest thing going, honey, the advancement in you. You, honey, the advancement. Been running out of stores for 8 years, nigga, because my feet come off this motherfucking ground. I ain't studied nothing. I woke up one day, just like 10 million other niggas who came back from the future. All I did was wake up, nigga. Feet came off the motherfucking ground. Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't my feet come up? I ain't talking about levitation. Why wouldn't my feet come up off this surface? You can answer that? You can answer that? And the rest of my brothers and sisters, niggas I never met, the advancement that they demonstrate in flesh and blood, you got to answer for why these brothers and sisters shouldn't be doing that? No religion teach you that that's the devil. Nigga, I'm the devil and Satan all wrapped in one. Call me what the fuck you want. This is a self thing. Self. I just energy, man, wrapped up in flesh and blood, sitting in this pretty old titty suit I got on. You know what I'm saying? I created my own design. I created my own motherfucking avatar. Why wouldn't I? Somebody else told you to believe in God. How the fuck are you going to believe in something you can't see? How you believe that something that you can't see even created you? Well, niggas that I know, nigga, who came back from the future, we create our own motherfucking selves, nigga. Our goddamn own selves. Ain't no rulers over me, no motherfucking most high my ass. Nigga, you crazy as fuck. I ain't from your section. I ain't from your heavenly place. Nigga, I'm from the waters, nigga, for real, word. Now, some of us got rulers and shit that rule different planetary systems, but ain't no most high nigga over me, motherfucker. We ain't all the same, but in the heart, we are one, for real, speaking of the advancement, honey, the advancement. Next track, brother, for real, is that time?
Managed to
Oh, brother. Oh, brother. Oh, brother. Oh, thank you for playing that track. Babyface. I think I'm right. Yes, you can follow Jesus on Instagram, but get ready to swipe. You niggas don't need to keep staring in my face. The hell is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Invest into some shit. Or not, keep it moving. You ain't supposed to stare in my face for another year or two. You know what I'm saying? Some of you, goddamn, the hell is wrong with you niggas? This is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? So I'm on Instagram, but shit, bring your debit card. Or stay over here. Or go somewhere else. Stop following me, motherfuckers. Uh-uh. The fuck wrong with y'all? Hell no. Shit, me. Shit, to my cosmic family, ain't nobody talking to you. You know what I'm saying? But goddamn, you know, keep staring at people. That ain't a part of the advancement. I'm talking about the advancement. I got the X-Men school because you are the X-Men school. Dragon Ball Z shit, all of that. You don't want none of that? Why the fuck you keep staring at me? This is a sickness. This is getting ridiculous. So I'll be on Instagram. Link it the fuck on. For real, for real. Tell them to call in, right? Call in. You just going to keep staring at me. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Africa, honor to you. Look, that's spiritual bipolar. I'd be riffing and roar, right? Then I'd be like, hi, how you doing? Then back to niggas. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying spiritual bipolar, nigga. Uh-uh. How much longer? You going to keep staring at somebody all these years over and over and over. Then when I put that pussy in your face, you niggas act shocked. Fuck wrong with you. You got to be kidding me. When I put that red ass in your face, fuck out of here. You don't want to come learn how to turn on your motherfucking ability, but you bitches always want to harp me and shit. So what's up with the advancement? What have you learned? You know what I'm saying? Especially y'all on Facebook. What's good? What is your advancement? You kidding me? You got to be kidding me. You just going to keep reading posts and liking and hearting? And I'm getting the fuck away from Facebook because these bitch-ass niggas over here keep hearting my videos, not even clicking on. These niggas stress me so much and want to be like me so much. They just want to click on shit just to be a part of me but can't tap into their own self. This is getting ridiculous. Ridiculous. Nah, this is getting ridiculous, man. After a while, they become the tink tinks. You know what I'm saying? Niggas who just watching niggas and never do the self-work. Never do the self-work to come into the advancement that I'm talking about tonight. Thank you, Demeter. Call-in numbers on Instagram and on Facebook. I'm talking to the people in the back. You just going to keep staring at me? You don't even want to swipe? You don't even want no energy exchange at $Caesars222? Come on. You don't want nothing. You know what I'm saying? So that's a wake-up call for the advancement. Oh, it's a trance going on social media. The people that are failing the knowledge ain't getting nowhere. They still got too many questions on what they going through. Peace, Jamal. Love you, fam. The people, you keep watching all of us and reading all everybody thoughts and shit. You know what I'm saying? What about the advancement? This world is coming to advancement that the heavens have never seen before. I got machines that'll take heaven out. Bitch, you ain't got no questions about that? That's how I know the people, half of them not really watching me. They're just in a trance. You know what I'm saying? I operate machines that'll blow heaven up, motherfucker. You ain't got no questions about that? To process, what am I talking about? It's in Revelations, bitch. I'm going to blow the sun up, nigga. Your shit is in the book of Revelations, nigga. It's in Revelations. The sun will never shine again. Somebody got to handle that. Come on, stop playing. The sun will never shine again, nigga. The old heavens will pass away. Somebody got to handle that. So I'ma blow the sun up. That shit ain't even your friend like that. You got half the world worshiping a disagreeable sun. All right, that's disagreeable, but it's easy to worship anything when you keep reading shit and not able to reach your own soul so that you can see everything in the cosmos. That is not disclosed from you. I'm moving chairs, brother. Oh, down this month, man, about the advancement in you. These children are incredible. I work with children all around the world, honey, that actually speak English. Children, these children are in tune. These children are in tune. These children already know everything. You think they're going to wait for you to wake up and follow 50 million niggas on a social media app so that you could come back and tell them what another nigga said? What? The knowing is within. That's just my message. It's a self thing. As far as this advancement, where you can see inside of bodies, where you can see inside what's called the planet, where you can see your children standing in the heavens. Ooh, caller number two. Caller number two, what's your name? Where you calling from?
My name's Lily, and I'm calling from North Carolina. Adding on
what's
to
up, baby girl, Lily? Thank you for calling in, mama.
No problem. I'm 17, but I'm recently starting to realize that, like, I am different than most people, I think. But, like, with advancement and stuff like that, I'm growing daily. And I think what now my issue is, when I'm around certain people, I definitely see more than I did before. Like I said, I talked to you about doing, like, inner teamwork, teamwork development and stuff like that. And it's really helped me develop an understanding of, like, how the human programming works. In schools and on TV and on the news, it, like, creates weird emotions and a lot of mental confliction. Is that the right word? I have no idea.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
And I think for, like, people in a community in general, especially, like, enlightened people, what's going on in the world is very frustrating because people are not being aware of themselves as they should. And today I experienced a breakthrough with myself. And for me, like, turning inwards is hard for me because I've been through a lot, you know, and there's a lot of pain there. There's a lot of sadness and things like that. So I have to be able to manage, like, caring for myself and taking care of my responsibilities at the same time while being able to notice what's going on within me when I'm doing those things. Does that make sense? Like,
clearly makes sense.
Arise,
clearly.
What emotions arise and why I'm struggling with these things, where they root from, how they, like, the things that I've, you know, learned and seen as I was growing up as a kid, you know what I'm saying? It's starting to, like, connect a little bit, and sometimes it's like, oh, I created these things. Let me destruct it a little bit and try and figure out a different way, a different system. And I think now it's like I'm starting to lose friends, you know what I'm saying? And I'm starting to see that these people that I'm hanging around are not my kind of people. And the sad thing is, for me, I think I get along better with adults like you and my dad and stuff like that, because y'all see what I see, you know what I'm saying? And the kids in my generation, I think, they're on a completely different level. Like, some of them are spiritual, and I'm going to put that in air, because spiritual is many different things. It's like, you know, you got to do the work with you first, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just, oh, let me go get some crystals and let me go get some candles. That's not it, you know? I mean, that's it, but that's not all of it. And I'm dealing with that. Like, I'm trying to tell my friends, like, y'all are dealing with trauma and mental things, you know what I'm saying? You're going to carry that with you, and that's going to make the journey a little harder. I had to start with myself first. I was like, man, I'm sitting in my room. Like, I can't. I need to focus on myself a little bit. And I think another thing, with my parents, they're both in different levels. So I've seen things from two different sides. And, like, some people are more advanced than others, which is interesting to me, but they're still working towards it. And I think for me, I have to realize that, you remember you said you can look inwards in other people as well. And I experienced that today. And it was like, I can't, okay, I have a question. Is reflection a thing? Like, with other people, can you reflect what they're giving, but also see, like, what's going on with them, if that makes sense?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Could be oracle abilities, or honestly, just your intuitive self. Honestly. Oh, yeah. Lily, most definitely. Oh, yeah.
And I'm struggling with that now, because it makes me, like, going to school is hard and coming home is hard. I'm not trying to make this, like, a deep personal thing, But I do, I deal with, like, my family has been through a lot. So when they're sad, I'm feeling it. I'm going through it with them.
Right.
But I'm also trying to, like, build a protective place around myself to the point to where I can focus on myself while loving them at the same time, you know, like
Come
making
on.
Sure that every Eat. Part of them is okay.
Yes.
And, man, sometimes it gets difficult because, like, with women and men, they create something. It's like a wall. No matter what you do to care for them or help them, it's not going to get through to them because they're not used to it, and it's like an uncomfortable
Ooh.
Situation. And I'm like, I'm trying to – listen, I love you, okay? It's going to be okay, you know? So I'm advancing, and I'm proud of myself because I finally got to the point to where it's like, okay, you know, I'm realizing things within myself, and I'm doing the work that I should be doing. It's just this journey is a little. Whew, I see what everybody's talking about. It is very powerful and strange, and the human mind cannot comprehend certain things. So you gotta like put your. I gotta put myself in check and be like, this is real. It's true. Just you gotta believe in it, type thing. You know.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Also, one
Thank
more
you.
Thing. I was dealing with some, I'm sorry, I'm like prolonging it, but I was dealing with some Christians, and I noticed I had went to church with them a couple of times, but I realized that their energy that they give off is not like modern day, if that makes sense. Like it's very stuck in it. It's a system within itself, and it's very like, I can't, what is that word? I don't know the word, but they are very stuck in their ways, and they will judge everything that I do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've hung around Christian people, and they just look at me. They give me very weird looks, and that's hard for me to take in, because I'm like, I'm judging y'all for what y'all believe in. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all are, like, stuck. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are stuck. Y'all can't open up. You can't let things go. You can't allow a person to be who they are at the end of the day. And some of them, like some of the preachers personally scare me. Like they do, because it's like, if you look into their eyes, you can see that what they're saying is not really true. You know what I'm saying? And it brings, it doesn't bring fear. It just brings disbelief and shock to me. But that was all I had. Enjoy
Thank
listening
you.
To you speak. Very, very much. It brings me joy and really helps me out with what I got going on all the time. I make sure to tune in and check up on you, but thank you.
Wow. That actually brought a tear to me, and let me tell y'all why, man. It's personal, but it ain't personal. Other people can relate to this because of the people who have become enlightened and talking to people all around the world, in the physical, people who accept it. You see what I'm saying? Not that we forcing it. And to be on the mic for 7 years, and to speak so heavy, very vulgar and raw about children, about myself, you know what I'm saying, and about the people, period. I don't care what your skin look like. It's just confirmation. And when I speak about the advancement, this young lady here, we came into each other's life, or we made the alignment 3 years ago, and we come to realize that we're actually related in heaven, you know what I'm saying, me, her dad, and a few others, and we were able to be in our devotion for 4 hours, and she's doing, I work with children all around the country, including my own, you know what I'm saying, and it was about working with her. You know, she's going through her feelings like we all do. And I said, Lily, you know, I introduced writing to this plane. Yeah, I did. You know what I'm saying? And I said, baby girl, you got to write, man. Every day she is writing pages and doing her shadow work. Not that she need me to validate it, but we so connected. You know what I'm saying? We actually related. You know what I'm saying? We're dragons together, and we live on the sun as well together. We're like blood related. Like we are blood dragon related. So just to align with her even more, and I work with young people with writing, with teenager. She even said it the other day. She wants to go deeper with teen development. She said it herself. She brought up her childhood healing herself, teen development. And she spoke about balancing. And, you know, we all need each other to an extent just to work with each other to elevate. You see what I'm saying? Many of us, we hurt too, but we don't stop. And we keep reaching and reaching and reaching deeper within the heart to come into wholeness, to come into oneness. Not only by ourselves, with our family, those who we can, and our starseed family who we find in each other, man. She is the confirmation to what is installed in me to bring forth, man. And it's just my pleasure. I've worked with so many children around this plane. I'm grateful for the people, the adults, the parents sharing their children with me, allowing me to work with the children through Michelle. She's not on here no more. My nephew was on here. Working with him last, you know what I'm saying, over the weeks, these youngsters, these teenagers, just, it is my honor, y'all. They all not on here right now. But, yo, it is my destiny, yo. Like, I live in my destiny in flesh, man. Yo, with these children, with my people. And when you see children, honey, that can speak a truth that has passed my generation twice. Yo, the world is changing. We be ye transformed, man. She is a walking testimony to a destiny in me. She is a walking testimony to a dream that have come true for me. Some people want it all, but I don't want none at all unless it's another nigga that can come into their heart. And I'm doing the same, man. Yo, much honor to the children, to the new generation, to the new Titans. Yo, it is my duty. I owe it to you to continue to reach within my heart. You know what I'm saying? One day at a time, man, it's a spit this message no matter how much I cuss. You know what I'm saying? Those are the old dimensions in me, the old wars in me that's passing away, man. Oh, man, brother. Oh, next track, baby.
Just like it's out.
Wow.
Fuel injection passion.
Let the tears flow for the children, man. Let the tears flow for this transformation of a one world unity consciousness, man. Ooh. Oh. On it to the baby, says yes to y'all on Instagram, man. Thank you so much, Willie, for allowing.
Thank you.
passion.
Thank you for another legend, Stevie. Thank you, thank you. We got caller number three in queue. Caller number three, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Peace and blessings, my sister Jesus.
Oh, Mama Bessie, Anna. Oh.
Hi, sweetheart. I'm loving your teaching tonight, and I love that young lady that just came on.
Right.
I'm enjoying your show. I just want to say out there to the young people, the word, the Bible, which I call the Bible, says that my sons and my daughters shall prophesy in the last days. Also, it says that the children will dream dreams. So the heaven will be speaking to these children. Those that have not sold their soul. But also I wanted to say, I don't know if you found out about this brother that lives in the U.S. He took a DNA test, and the DNA test came back and said that he was a descendant of Ramses the Third.
Wow, I just talked about,
a 4,000-year-old pharaoh. This man has the DNA of this pharaoh. So I want the young people out there to know that we are Chemites, we are Hebrews, and we are Native Americans. So I want the young people to act accordingly. And I just love you, Jesus, and I love your work. And, you know, I just had to come in and put that little piece out. And I don't know whether you have anything else to put with it, but I'll sit back and listen. My show will be tomorrow night on the 26th.
Thank you so much, Mother Bessie, great Mother Elder, for all that you bring. Her show is tomorrow night. It's the same number, y'all. I need to be saying that to me so I can catch my older show, Quiet as Cat. The number is in both captions on Instagram, Shall You Be Led in Your Heart, and on Facebook. If you will, feel free. Mama Bessie, she get raw, y'all. She do. She get raw. 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 And honor to the young lady who she spoke about, Lily. When Mother Bessie spoke about DNA, me and Lily just... the 17-year-old that just spoke, we just remembered that we are related. We live in the same dragon's kingdom when we are not in flesh and blood. Well, right now, me and Lily, we have a dragon's form in the same dragon's kingdom. There are many dragon families. Yes, dragons do exist. If you don't believe that, that ain't my motherfucking problem. It's a lot of shit you ain't going to believe in. That's why you need to believe in yourself and not believe ye in the world one day at a time. You see what I'm saying? In half of the world, your mind going to be forced to change because everywhere you look, you're going to find us. Everywhere you turn, in the stores, in the street, motherfucker, you're going to see us. You're going to see a light in beings, and the light going to be so strong, it's going to make you stand still. The more and more you be in a rebellious state, it ain't no force on that. The world is changing with or without your ass, honey. So everywhere the people go, they're going to keep running into us, and their children are going to keep saying things. And all these people who think you crazy, like I tell them, I am crazy, bitch. Crazy enough not to believe in what I was programmed to. Plus, my daddy was already awakened, boo-boo. Period. Period. My daddy, do not play that shit. You will not come out of his nuts and not and walk this earth with a picture with no frame. You will not come out of his nutsack, honey, and not be transformed into light. You will not come out of his nuts, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And not come into enlightenment. I don't care how bad what you said. My daddy talking about DNA with Mother Bessie just spoke about. I've been my father's son twice.
Mm-hmm.
I've been his nigga baby as a daughter three times. Me and this nigga is brothers in a draconian star system. We both built pyramids together. I gave him the information and the formulas to build that pyramid over there in goddamn Arizona, Cheops pyramid. My daddy turned around and built another pyramid, the Giza Plateau. Then the other pyramids belong to other niggas that own that shit. You know what I'm saying? So you won't come out of my daddy nuts and not make it into the motherfucking light. Let me tell you something. I won't even take on a body if the parents don't reach into the light. You want to talk about DNA? Honey, I have held back 10 incarnations because I refuse to come into flesh and blood with parents who will not make that marker. I don't play. And I don't let know I've had plenty of abortions. You can't come through this pussy. No. I believe in abortions. I've met all three of my children who have sat inside me. You can't come through this red ass. That's what happened when I was riding dick like a rodeo. You know what I'm saying? I almost altered my bloodline. And because I run heaven, nigga, I stopped my own self. You can't just come through this red ass. Only the bloodline that I walk with in the cosmos can come through this pussy. Excuse me. You feel better if I say Yanni to y'all who need a band-aid because I just said pussy? Like you ain't got one hanging off them titties you got to the women. Whatever. Some of these men walk around here now. So anyway, the advancement. I'm stupid, man. Brother, oh, man. Yo, brother, oh, off the motherfucking chain. Yo, is there another caller, brother? Oh,
yo, this is Clever One, one half for the Boons Brothers. Representing from the Broad Street Boom Child of Philadelphia, where your little sister done bopped her baby father upside the head with a frying pan with the frying chicken still in it. But she want us to come shoot him. What's good?
Y'all be doing too much in Philly. What up, God? This my husband.
What's up, baby Dow? How you doing, Dow, baby? How you living tonight, you know what I'm saying? Are we living fabulous or are we living foul?
Man, much honor talking about this DNA, baby, the advancement. A lot of what you be spitting is truth, the advancement, period.
Now, if I may, you know what I'm saying? First of all, you know what I'm saying? Clev One be on every third Wednesday of the month, you know what I'm saying? Wednesday style, you know what I mean? Shout out to the RZA when he was being the Iron
right.
Fist, you know what I mean? With his arms ripped off, you know what I mean? But check this out, right? This is what I want to say about that. You know what I mean? Furthermore, the lineage is one thing. However, the guidance that the lineage was placed upon is a whole nother thing, where the lineage don't get you where you need to be. The lineage only gets you to know who you are. You know what I'm saying? And furthermore, once you know who you are, know that you're misguided. You know what I mean? Because that's the whole thing. You know what I mean? Who we are. We've been misleading ourselves for thousands of years. Every time there's something prescribed for us, we find a way to innovate and divert ourselves from that path. You know what I'm saying? Now, the more important part of all that, you know, if you want to go ahead and place yourself on the lineage part of the situation where you want to be royal, and all that. Know that the royalty part of the lineage, this was the disbelief part. You know what I mean? You know,
right.
all the shiny parts of the lineage was the disbelief part, where we got a little arrogant. You know what I'm saying? We got a little beside ourselves, you know, and we got misguided. More importantly, you know what I'm saying? Furthermore,
right.
For any understanding in regards to these scriptures here. Of course, in their pristine form and upon their authenticity, you would have to be a person of understanding in order to know the truths and how to distinguish these things in themselves,
yeah.
So to speak, upon subject. Now, what I mean by that is this. You know what I'm saying? You know, of course, we know that these things have been tainted and they have been translated in languages in which do not exist. I mean, things like that. English, this English is not a language, especially upon the revelation of Scripture. However, people don't do the time to do their own researches. This is why we in the condition where we are now. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you an example. Anyone who owns a Bible, right, if you count how many pages is in that Bible, in that book, which is thousands of them, you ask them how many you have read and you got under your belt out of those thousands of pages that you claim you know and you claim you read. Everybody said, oh, I read that. Well, if you read it, you wouldn't be misguided about what you and be confused about what the hell is going on.
Because
only the confused people are the people who are not reading it. This is kind of like having a big, thick textbook in school or whatever type of education you're seeking at the time in your textbook, real thick. And you can't really keep up with the pages because you're thinking about how thick that textbook is. So you don't go from chapter 1 to chapter 2 to chapter 3. For some odd reason, you just want to open the book, and then whatever page you open up, you go from there. You're not learning nothing from that shit. Excuse me. Hold up. Hold up. That was a curse. I promise I wasn't going to be using profanity words out here. You know what I'm saying? But Clef wanted to look. You heard what I said, y'all. But what I'm saying to you, like I said, out of these pages, out of all these scriptures that people know about out here, whatever part they want to ascribe themselves to, ask yourself, people, how much of it have you read out of thousands of pages of it? And if I pulled out 10 pages and said, yo, have you read Matthew?
Oh, yeah, I read Matthew.
All right, well, can you turn a page? Turn to Matthew 1, right? Or tell me what it say on Matthew 1. What's the first three paragraphs of it? You know what I mean? So, look, I'm going to leave y'all with that one. I ain't going to talk y'all to death. You know what I mean? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your kids done ganged up and beat your ass because you got loud with their mother while you had your tank top on. Check your satellites.
Yo, thanks, Clef. Shout out to Philly, man. Word. Thank you. Thanks for speaking about your show before you even went into that shit, man. Much honor. Yo, my final thoughts. Was just speaking about the advancement in the DNA, you know, and then Cooney called in, then Lily called in, and then Mother Bessie, and then Club One. So just thank you, Brother O, was playing them tracks of a bunch of legends at that. Honor to the legend Tina Turner and Harry Belafonte. And then to everybody who has a loved one, you know, that has won the game or passed away or made the transition. Much honor to you all. Peace of mind. Thank you all for those who have an ear to share. You can share with me, not because I was running my mouth, but you can share with me at $Jesus222. That's Cash App. $Jesus222. Can everybody exchange a dollar at $Jesus222? Shall you be led in your heart, but make sure you pay yourself a dollar or five or ten for yourself as well. Much love. Brother O, bring us home, boo.
This is dedicated to all the folks that don't like that DNA. And all you say, little friend, let me kiss my ass.
the mastery of internet radio is to have the presence of mind to be able to hire and develop the greatest host of all time. I've been invited to many different platforms, and people want to ask questions. How you do it, Brother O? You know, can you tell me? I'm going to tell you, get on the radio. Stop asking me about how I do what I do. Because guess what? You'll never be able to do what I do. So mind your own business. And just listen to WBNN. If you listen to WBNN, come over here. Then you can learn. Try to duplicate. We'll never innovate because we're great. Tomorrow night, we are here on this outstanding platform, podcast and radio internet greatness, with another legend. Her name is Sister Bessie the Truther. Now, of course, tomorrow will be a BevNet classic from 2021, but it will still be the Malcolm X tribute to the late, great Malik El-Hashabazz. And that will be tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time right here on the big BNN, the one and only Beverly Nation. WBNN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia. Yeah, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi underscore time. Ola Dele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ola Dele, dying goes with my gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And if I said something to anybody that know me, that you were offended, yeah, I was talking about you. And now back to the 2022 NSN Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee, the 2018 Sir Griffin Award-winning recipient, the Linear New Host of the Year, Christine Jesus Powell. If she's still there, she ain't fought in the spirit. She didn't talk so much shit. She saw it in the spirit, y'all. But, however,
yo, be quiet,
the show
man.
Like this.
Shut up.
Yeah, she saw it in the spirit. So she been howling and screaming in her chakra and shit. You know what I mean? You know, hey, I said, come on. This person, oh, smooth, oh, Christine. Listen, that's my little sis. I'm going to fuck with her. Go ahead, girl.
Yo, man, that dragon came out, brother. Oh, man, I so love us, man. I love WB, and I love you, brother. Oh, just thank you. 5 years strong. Just thank you for even choosing me, bro. I love us, man.